Well, recently we've had a chance to visit with some of the mayoral candidates for the coming election here on November 2nd in Atlantic, and we've got one more. We're going to take care of that here today. Pat McCurdy joins us here in studio today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. We're going to stick to the script and kind of go through just like I did with the other candidates, so I'm going to open it up and give you a chance just to tell us about Pat.
Well, I kind of tell you my history. I'm a lifelong resident of Cass County. The only time I was away for any length of time was when I was in the military in the late 60s, early 70s. I'm on my second career. My first wife, Linda, and myself, farmed down in the Cumberland-Messina area. Farmed 40 years down there, and her health failed, so we moved to Atlantic, built a house southwest part of town. Currently, my wife, Diane Gipple, myself, live there. And when we moved to Atlantic, we formed a new company, McCurdy Investments. And we I mainly deal in housing and investing in startup companies, mostly locally. And I'm very involved in economic development. That's been my forte my whole adult life. I just love to take a bare piece of ground, add value to it, and make jobs. That's my thing. And of course, like I said, I'm very involved in housing. And I'm on the CADCO board. I was CADCO president for 4 years. And very interesting group, and we try. You know, it's challenging, but we think we're gaining on different things. And I mentioned housing. I just went off the Southwest Housing Trust Fund Board, which I think it gives me a little leg up as far as know what programs and what's available to help with our housing situation in Atlantic. And of course, I'm very involved in my church. But other than that, well, that's kind of my history.
Okay. Well, talk about running for mayor. What got you interested in wanting to try that?
Well, of course, I'm a third ward councilman on city council. I've been on there a little over 2 years. Really enjoy that. Really enjoy being involved. I've always been one to be involved. And I feel with my background in business, economic development, and housing gives me kind of a part of the pieces of the puzzle to move the city forward. And I've been in several leadership roles, past and present, so I feel I'm the right person to move the city ahead.
Okay. Well, what about positives? When you look at Atlantic, what positives do you see?
The people. Obviously, the people. I mean, we got some great people in this town that will step up, and we got several great organizations, civic and whatnot, that want to make this town grow. And we've got, I mean, of course, where I'm in economic development, we'll have people come to look at Atlantic, and we showed them the hospital, what a great facility that is. Our school system, that is huge because they're going to be employing people that have school-age kids. Wonderful school system, the YMCA, and our rec, our park and rec department, all the different parks. Shelburne, of course, that's my favorite because I walk out there all the time. But we got a lot of great things going in Atlantic.
Okay. What about challenges when you look at Atlantic?
The challenge is lack of population. We lost like 350 people this last 10 years. And the challenge is to try, I don't know if we can grow Atlantic per se up, but at least level it off and try. And we lack working age people. You know, we seem to have plenty of my age. And we do have a lot of kids, which is great, but to get them to stay here. I think, you know, moving ahead, it's great when we have young professionals move into town. It's wonderful, you know, their skill and talent they bring to Atlantic. But if we could get more of these kids rather than moving away and not coming back to stay here and be in the trades, you know, the school does have a trades program going now that I think is going to help. So if we can just retain people here and have a place for them to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easy said.
Easy said. Just try to accomplish it.
Yeah. Any other challenges that you look at when you see the long term?
Well, of course, you know, property taxes is always a bigaboo. You know, we're at 16 mils, and a lot of our peers, we're in an upper fourth in our property tax rate. I would like to get that lowered some. Get it down to 12? No, because then you got to cut services. You know, if you could just, and of course, and you don't increase your value by adding to what you already have, if you could get more structures built, more houses, more businesses. That's what I would like to see happen, and I've been working on that for a long time.
Sure. Let's talk about goals, both short-term and long-term. What goals would you set if you were to be elected mayor?
Of course, one of it, I just said, right. You know, is more people. And the big bigaboo, and it's not just us, it's everybody, housing. That's a big challenge for a lot of people. We're very fortunate in Atlantic. I do a lot of traveling around Southwest Iowa. We're one of the few towns that actually have built about 15 houses in the last 3 years or so that wasn't totally subsidized. I mean, you know, there's different towns that have got some things going on, but it is government subsidized, income limited, and whatnot. but I would like to see more housing go up. And what I would like to see, it'd be great to have a new housing development, but I would like to see some of these fill-in lots. I know there's 100 fill-in lots in Atlantic, and half of them are not going to have a house built on. But we do have some very nice lots. I'd like to see a house put on those. One example, the city just sold a lot for $1 on 6th and Cedar, and there's a nice house going up there. That is wonderful. If we could do more of that, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem in a lot of older communities
where you
have some homes like that.
And, you know, and then, you know, you're not going to put a $500,000 house up there. You know, what kind of house can you build to fill in those lots? And we have some, and I would like to see more built where we already have the infrastructure. That is huge. You know, we have a very good program in Atlantic as far as the tax abatement, and anything over $1 million, we use a TIF. And so, you know, we got a lot of programs, and so we just utilize them more.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, with the time we have left, I'll go ahead and just let you talk. Do you give them the sales pitch? Why,
well,
Pat McCurdy?
Well, vote for Pat McCurdy because, like, I guess I repeat myself a lot, but I feel where I'm a business owner, you know, here in Atlantic, and kind of know what's going on that way. Economic development, very involved in, which that's a huge part of your economy, of course, and housing. That's a big one, you know. And like I said, I'm very involved. I think I've gained a lot of knowledge and experience in different leadership roles I've been in and have been. And I just feel I'm the right person for the job.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, for just about nearly your entire life, you've lived here in Cass County.
Yeah, I've been here just outside when I was in the military.
What pulled you to Atlantic originally?
Well, where else would we go? My wife's health was failing. And we needed, and a county seat. I mean, that is huge. And, you know, I don't want to belittle. We need these little towns around the line. Don't get me wrong that way. But in our situation, it was health care.
Sure.
Basically. And the services here. Yes.
So
and we're very lucky. And we are the hub of Southwest Iowa. You know, that's always been a slogan. And I'd like to make it a little bigger hub.
Yeah. Is that part of the plan then, too, would be to visit with folks who maybe are new to the community?
Yes.
Why'd you move here?
I like to talk, and I think I'd be a good ambassador for Atlantic because we got a great town, and I would talk to anybody about to get them to come here.
Yeah, sometimes people give you the answers if you just take the
time
to listen.
Take the time to listen, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Yes.
Well, Pat, thanks for coming in today. Sure appreciate it, and best of luck. Again, the election coming up on November 2nd. Pat McCurdy with us here this morning, running for mayor here in Atlantic this year. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.